Chapter 7 At Fort Laramie. Their journey continued under a cloud, the fear of an imminent Indian attack. But there was no sign of the Indians until, one evening at sunset, the ground seemed to start moving.
What's happening?
Shouted Linda.
Buffalo!
Matt pointed to the horizon, where a herd of the biggest creatures on the plains was running across the trail.
They're escaping!
Shouted Sean.
Look! Some have got arrows in them! It's a hunt! The Indians aren't far away!
Next morning, Matt saw some hills in the distance.
They're the Laramie Mountains,
said Sean.
Tomorrow we'll see the fort and your uncle.
The high wooden walls and watchtowers of Fort Laramie appeared like a mirage in the wintry sunlight of the prairie. A blue and red flag danced in the cold wind.
Linda, that's the US cavalry flag,
Matt whispered.
Maybe John Wayne is here.
Linda smiled.
I only hope that Mr. Wells is here, after all our efforts to find him,
she replied. A soldier in a blue uniform opened the big wooden gate, and the wagons entered the fort. Inside were some white tents, a few wooden huts, and stables for the horses. A tall man with brown hair, tired blue eyes and red cheeks, came out of a hut to meet them.
Captain Angus MacKay at your service,
he said, saluting them. He seemed happy to have visitors at his lonely fort. Linda and Matt came forward.
Sir,
said Linda,
we're looking for our uncle, Mr. Wells.
Yes, I recognize you from the photograph he showed me,
MacKay said.
But Wells isn't here. He arrived 2 weeks ago and spent a few days here, but he wanted to see the Indians. He left one morning and didn't come back. I'm afraid his fate depends on which tribe he met.
We must find him,
said Matt desperately.
Son, maybe your uncle is safe. The situation here is delicate, but many of the tribes want peace. 13 years ago, I was sergeant here when a treaty gave the Indians hunting grounds far away from the Oregon Trail. They were promised government protection. Then 5 years ago, gold was found in Colorado, and the Indians' land was invaded by white men. The Cheyenne went on the warpath. Now their chief, Black Kettle, is offering peace, but Governor Evans of Colorado refuses. He wants to see the Indians dead. He thinks they are savages.
And you?
Asked Linda.
I know the Indians well. I think we could live together in peace, but too many of our people think like Evans. Now, you must be tired after your journey. Let's have dinner.
Matt and Linda were too worried about Mr. Wells to appreciate Captain MacKay's hospitality. Next morning, they left Fort Laramie early with the wagon train, hoping for news of their teacher at the next fort on the trail.
Your uncle will be fine,
Molly assured them.
Those Indians didn't attack us, remember?
Suddenly, an arrow flew through the air and hit their wagon.
Form a circle!
Shouted Sean.
Hurry!
The wagon drivers desperately turned their horses as a band of Indians galloped furiously towards them, shouting and whooping.
Molly! Linda! Keep down!
Ordered Sean.
Kid!
He threw a rifle to Matt.
Here's a chance to be a hero!